When you are following the voice of your inner knowing, sometimes it takes you off the beaten path. If you find yourself on that road, it's another frequent fact that criticism, even from those who love you, judgment, and just plain junky commentary can follow in your wake. Sometimes it's hard enough to be true to you and walk your own road, especially when everyone else is on a different one. I'm in your corner. This episode is for you if you find yourself off the beaten path, especially if your decisions trigger comments from other people, even well-meaning people. I've got you today on the Own Your Intuition Show.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. I was sitting in the grass with a girlfriend the other day. She's not on a conventional path. She's selling her house, for example, and she's keen to rent at this moment. That alone ruffles people's feathers right now. She hasn't had a traditional career either. She was telling me this story, just really mentioning how mystifying the comments from others are, even though she is doing what she feels in her bones is right for her right now. How people weigh in. How, despite it being really not their decision to make at all, they weigh in. Mostly with not so helpful advice. Discouraging fear-mongering is one way I put it. I totally get it. I've had that experience too, mostly recently, within the last year or two, let's say. Because here's the funny thing about me. The irony is that I have been off the conventional path in so many ways for pretty much all of my adult life. And yet, until recently, nobody really cared. So, for example, when I was in my mid-20s, after I returned from the Peace Corps, I got a job in a swanky restaurant on the 30th floor of, I think it's the tallest building in Portland, Oregon, where I lived at the time. During the night, it was a romantic and spendy dinner destination. During the day, it was a members-only club, really for the people who worked in the building. I was the daytime concierge. I can't remember what my job description actually was, other than sit at a desk and smile and greet the members as they came in. I did this with aplomb, learning their names, joking with those who would be engaged. And one day, one of the stockbrokers from a few floors down said to me, "I need a new assistant. I want to hire you." I responded, "If you pay me $30,000 a year, I'll do it." I asked because I didn't care. I didn't want to be a stockbroker's assistant, but I was like, "Well, I'll do it for that much money." "Done," he responded. $30,000 was a lot of money for me at the time, the highest I had ever been paid. And I found out much later, more money than any of the other assistants of these insurance brokers / stockbrokers made at the time, which I think ended up giving some of these other women on that floor raises too. In any case, I went to work a few floors down, shuffling papers for a team of two stockbrokers / insurance agents. One of them was the youngish man who hired me. The other was a grandmotherish woman. I think she was keen to move toward retirement, and this young guy was slowly taking over her workload. Whatever the situation, they were a team. Then, at some point, not too far down the road, my boyfriend at the time had an idea to go to Alaska for the summer. And I was like, "I'm game. Let's do it." And so I set about looking for a job that would pay me to do so. I landed on a job for the Sierra Club in Juneau, Alaska, that paid me for a 3-month stint the exact same as I was making as a stockbroker's assistant, $2,500 a month. I still remember the conversation I had with the senior grandmother stockbroker before I left. She said to me, "I really think you are making a mistake." And she wasn't saying that to be mean. She was saying it as like a concerned grandmother watching a young person make a choice she thinks they are going to regret. She was concerned that this was a temporary job, that I was turning away from a stepping stone career. It totally flabbergasted her that I would choose going to Alaska for the summer as opposed to staying in a reliable, good job. I was like, "Thank you for your concern. I really feel certain in my bones that this is the best choice for me." And I did. Not even one iota of me was hesitant. And I can tell you, the job was amazing. My job was to ride the ferry from Juneau to Skagway with a stop in Haines, Alaska, all summer long, and collect signatures to protect the Tongass roadless area that was on the chopping block in Congress at the time. The place I had to live was incredible. As I buttered my toast in the morning, I would look out the window and see 20 bald eagles fishing salmon in the creek that ran into the salty sea next to the house I was living in. And I am not exaggerating. I counted them once. I enjoyed every minute of my summer in Southeast Alaska. My boyfriend bailed on the idea and stayed home, but I had the time of my life. The scenery was gorgeous. I loved my work. While riding through the waters of Southeast Alaska, I collected 50 letters a day to protect the Tongass. I didn't know this until much later, but I was apparently famous, you know, let me use that term loosely, probably just within the Sierra Club, because of the astounding number of letters I collected, like close to 2,500 that summer. The campaign was successful also, I'm happy to report. As you might imagine, since you probably already know that I'm a professional psychic, I'm sort of hardwired to the unconventional path. I've been doing readings professionally since around 2007. I could probably win a contest for the weirdest and most unconventional job slash career title. And I have a radio show and podcast called the Own Your Intuition Show. Again, in the eyes of the conventional road, weird. I don't think I understood how wired I was to the road less traveled when I was growing up and I was still in one-armed school. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you should perhaps have a listen to episode 69 of the Own Your Intuition Show. Psychic, that's got to be the weirdest professional title. I mean, really. And most of the time, no one in my life cared about my unconventional path. I mean, they weren't alarmed. It's not like they didn't care about me, but they just let me do my thing. It took my dad like over a decade into my career, like maybe 15 years, to finally ask me what it is I do. I have no idea what he says to people when they ask him. I'll have to ask him. I guess I'm old enough now that they probably don't. I am blessed to say that I really have gotten very little flack from my family or friends about my unconventional choices for most of my adult life. In my late 20s, I moved across the country to go live in a meditation ashram. Think of the book and now movie Eat, Pray, Love. Remember that one? I was living at the ashram, studying and breathing this type of yoga at the same time Elizabeth Gilbert was doing this at what is considered the mother ashram of the same tradition. She was in India. I was in upstate New York. When I left for the ashram, I was working for an environmental organization. I remember one of my colleagues saying, "Do you know anyone there?" Like me, crazy person moving across the country to New York. And I was like, "No, not yet." I think my mom was a bit concerned that I was maybe joining a cult or something. So I took her with me when I moved in so that she could see it was a totally sane place dedicated to the divine in all. No one else gave me any grief. Actually, I got a postcard from one of my uncles who lives in Europe cheering me on for my unconventional choice. I've been blessed not to receive a lot of negative feedback on my irregular road. That is, until I started taking my children off the beaten path, and more specifically, chose to take them out of school. Then the blood relations, mine and my husband's, started to chime in with their fears, reminiscent of what I was talking about at the beginning of show that my girlfriend was experiencing. So those are examples from my own life. You will undoubtedly have your own. Have you taken the road less traveled? Has your inner knowing led you to places where not many people have been or on routes that were unusual for your family or your age? And did you get flack? Because that is what I want to talk about in this episode today. This episode of the Own Your Intuition Show, if you have just joined us, is meant to be encouragement for those of you who find yourself on an unconventional road. Because often these things happen when you jump off the path. It brings up fear in others. It brings up judgment in others. And it brings up criticism or unsolicited advice or junky commentary from others. Actually, the criticism is really just fear in one of its cloaks. Same with judgment. Everyone is keen to tell you how being off the road will not work. Jumping ship makes people that love you afraid. jumping ship can also feel threatening to others. After all, they followed the conventional path. They did what was expected of them. They've been on the road, maybe without seeing other possibilities, or maybe they even stayed on the road when it didn't suit them, or doesn't suit them either. So you're jumping off, you're veering toward freedom in a world that has you trained to follow the herd and do what has been done before, can feel threatening, unconsciously or consciously, to others. I think of it like a mammal response. Humans are tribe animals. We need each other. So it makes sense that diverging from the pack could cause some ripples, would raise some hackles, would have some people trying to take you by the scruff using their junky commentary or unsolicited fear to get you back on track. That's all actually okay. I mean, it's okay for them to have their responses, not to flood you with their junky commentary. They are entitled to whatever experiences and feelings arise in them. We all are. What is a problem is when you make their stuff your own. And I'm going to speak to that in a moment. I'm going to provide some salve for those of us on the unconventional road. But first, let me be clear. When you are making decisions that are in alignment with your own inner knowing, it sometimes takes you away from what everyone else would advise, or what your mother or your in-laws or your neighbor thinks you should do. It can arise that following a road where the destination is true to you may be hard for other people to understand, even the well-meaning people in your lives. It can also be true that sometimes being off the path requires more bushwhacking. For me and my children and their education, it certainly seems to. Sometimes the way forward is obvious and easeful, like my no-brainer yes to a summer in Southeast Alaska. Sometimes it feels more cumbersome to be true to you and walk your own road, especially when everyone else is on a different one. Sometimes you clearly know first which paths are not the right ones before you discover the best ones. That's okay. Either way, I am in your corner. This is Aimé Cartier, psychic, author, intuition guide, and this episode is for you if you find yourself off the beaten path, if your inner knowing leads you in extraordinary ways, especially if your decisions trigger reactions from other people. A few years ago, I read the book Untamed by Glennon Doyle. In it, she articulates what we are talking about today so perfectly. In her book, she describes a conversation with her daughter. Her daughter was worried about disappointing her brother, I think it was. Glennon said and wrote, "Listen, every time you are given a choice between disappointing someone else and disappointing yourself, your duty is to disappoint that someone else. Your job throughout your entire life is to disappoint as many people as it takes to avoid disappointment in yourself." Her daughter said, "Even you?" Glennon replied, especially me. She also had another poignant part in her book about parenting. Now, this can apply to anyone, even if you are not a parent. It relates to you if you have someone in your life that is all hot and heavy in your business or behind the scenes criticizing the decisions you know in your heart are best for you. To my students, I often call these voices the mean aunt. If you have a well-wisher or even a jerky person criticizing your choices and a reflection of their beliefs lie in your head as doubt or criticism, that's the mean aunt. Do not listen to the mean aunt, by the way. Glennon also said, "A woman becomes a responsible parent when she stops being an obedient daughter. When she finally understands that she is creating something different from what her parents created. When she begins to build her island not to their specifications, but to hers. When she finally understands that it is not her duty to convince everyone on her island to accept and respect her and her children, it is her duty to allow onto her island only those who already do and who will walk across the drawbridge as the beloved, respectful guests they are." She continues, "Do not lower the drawbridge for anything other than what you have decided is permitted on your island, no matter who is carrying it. Right now, you are being required to choose between remaining an obedient daughter and becoming a responsible mother. Choose mother. Every damn time from here on out, choose mother. Your parents had their turn to build their island. Your turn." So I know this quote from her is about the mother-parent relationship, but it's also universally true. You are building your own life, your set of circumstances, your own cozy place to live. You get to make your own choices. That is your right. And I would say even your duty. I know what it feels like to have the tiny voice of another's fear in your head. Not too long ago, just prior to this conversation I had with my girlfriend, actually, that inspired this whole episode, I realized the voice of one of our relatives was lurking in my head, especially haunting the rooms in my mind where internally, I felt like we hadn't landed on the best pathway forward in regards to our children's education. When I discovered this mean aunt voice in the shape of another relative's opinions, I sat down and had a strong talk with myself. I asked myself, why are this person's opinions more important than your own? Does this person share your values? No. Is it their responsibility to make this decision? Again, no. I had to remind myself, those are not my values. I do not aspire to that road or formula or set of circumstances. I remind myself, my life, my choices. It is my job to stay true to my path. By default, this also includes those I am responsible for raising. They chose me. I believe we choose our parents before we come. Whether they remember it right now or not, my children did not come here to be my children with the notion that I was going to do this complete about face and become someone I am not. Then, after I reminded myself of all of this, I let it go. And I returned again to my internal compass, which has long established its pattern of steering me right. Maybe, like steering a ship, we aren't always on course pointing exactly at our destination. We need to veer around obstacles or move with the tides and currents. But if you know in your bones you are headed in the right direction, that is the most important thing. Even I don't always know the exacts of the situation, but I know when I am on the wrong path, and I can feel when I am veering toward the right one. I'm telling you that because, as we've already established, if this is true for me, professional psychic, weird job award winner, then it's probably true for you too. You might not always know all the answer as you go. Sometimes it may feel like you're still in the wilds, especially if you are on the road less traveled. No biggie. You'll find your way. People weigh in. I don't know why. When my husband and I were planning to rent out our house to travel, so many people weighed in with their unsolicited advice about how that's never going to work. I don't know why they thought it would be useful for us to hear that opinion. I don't know exactly why others weigh in on the decision of my girlfriend to rent a home for a time when that decision is hers alone to make. I can say for sure that in any case, especially when you are off the road because you know the conventional one wasn't the right one, but you're still rooting around in the dark trying to find the best option, it would be infinitely more valuable and more supportive if those around you who cared said things that didn't make it harder for you. Things like, wow, that's exceptional. Or, cool, you guys always do things differently, but I'm sure you'll find your way. Or, I trust you to make choices that are best for you and yours. Let us know if you see a way that we can help, if they desire to add positively. But you have to just shrug and know that in life, this isn't always the case, that you will get just the supportive cries or exclamations. That's okay. Because here is the other part of the balm or salve for you if you are on the unconventional path. After I remind myself that this is my life and these are my choices, I surround myself, even if only in my mind, with the people who understand me. So, for example, in this decision with our kids' schooling, I can fit on more than one hand the people in my life, the good girlfriends, other mamas, even teachers of my children who 100% get why I have my children out of public school. People who know me and my children really well. They don't waste their time fear-mongering me. It wouldn't even occur to them to do so because they trust my journey, our journey, too. Even when they don't know where it's going. Even when I am in the moments of fumbling around, not this, not this, and not this, then this? If you don't have these people in your life, the ones who are cheering you on and totally understanding your unconventional choices, ones who honestly would scratch their head as to why, if I was choosing to stay on the most societally palatable path, even when it didn't fit us, if you don't have these people, then let me be your person. I'll be in your corner. Let my voice on this podcast cheer you on. You don't have to stay in the lane if it's not working for you. We are not talking about a highway here. We are talking about the landscape of your life. And there is far more room for freedom and creativity and deep fulfillment than most people think. And frankly, it's up to you to find it, to go for it, to get it. This is Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition radio show and podcast right now. If you just joined us, we are talking about the unconventional choices and what arises if you are a maker of unconventional choices. And this episode is meant to be encouragement for you. So even if you don't have it all figured out in every moment, if you are following your instincts, if you are listening to your intuition, if it is guiding you on or off a path, whether you know the road or not, you are on the right course. Life is far more expansive than we think it is. I can tell you, not once as I spent that summer in Alaska riding a ferry between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway, did I regret my decision. Not once that summer did I regret watching 20 bald eagles salmon fish in the stream as I made my breakfast. Not once did I regret riding through the Inside Passage on a ferry boat, looking at the wilds around me, or hiking to glaciers, or seeing black bears out my office window. Not once did I consider that I should have been back in the stockbroker's high-rise making $30,000 a year. So friends, you are not alone. Even if the people around you don't get it or try to pressure you into their fear boat or judge you for your decisions, I am rooting for the soul of you and yours. You have every right to make the decisions that feel right and expansive to you, even if no one else gets it. This is your life. Let these words be in your ear and there for you, should you ever find a time where you need them, now or in the future. You can always bookmark and download this episode. I know. I feel 100% certainty that your soul has the ability to find its best way for you and yours while you are on earth this time. If it's not the beaten path, well, so be it. If your life requires you to make unconventional decisions, great. That's okay. If that's your way, then it's the right way for you. That doesn't mean you're wrong, or even that others are wrong for taking the beaten path. Don't let the naysayers or the well-meaning sideline coaches who don't know the game, your soul's game, take you down with their comments. They can't help themselves. But that's not your problem. Your problems, your challenges would be a whole lot bigger if you ignored the wisdom inside of you. So go forth and be faithful to your own heart and soul's knowing. If you need a cheerleader, I've got you. With great love and whoop, whoop, cheers in your honor. See you next time. Are you confused about how to tell if it's your intuition? Well, then I've got the perfect free download for you. Head on over to the show notes to download your copy of How to Tell If It Is Your Intuition. As always, you can also find out more ways to work with me and about what I do at aimeecartier.com. Toodles!
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.